Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Look, we've dilly-dallied a little bit, but it's finally time for this. We are jamming on it with Tim Whetstone's homemade dried apricot jam. I haven't tried this for myself. I am extremely excited to do so. It's pure. It's simple. I'll read you the ingredients. It's just dried apricots, water, sugar, and citrus juice. You could sell this at Applebee. That's how natural and organic we're talking here. I've wanted to save this for on air. The lovely pop as the jar opens up. It's tightly sealed. Oh, this is really embarrassing. I can't actually open this thing. I've brought in Whitey. Do you want to have a crack at that?
You brought in the muscles, have you, Bob?
Yeah. Oh, he's got a tea towel. That's good, actually.
I seen you struggling with it. So, you know, I thought I'd give it a crack. I haven't got big guns. I'm all cardio. So let's see if this actually...
I bought bread especially. That's what stings. I wanted to get the best bread, the best slice, make this segment all it possibly could be. Yeah, give it a tap.
Is that gonna help?
That was probably a little loud, but you know what? Try my old grandfather's trick. Just rub the lid under your armpit there.
Is this going to be a jam tasting session or a bottle opening session?
Can't believe people are going to think it's a prop. People aren't going to think it's a real jar.
No, it's a real jar and I can't get it open.
Well, Tim Whetstone, if nothing else, you've managed to create an impenetrable vault. If the member for Chafee thing wraps up, God forbid, I think Fort Knox would be interested. Look at this. The label's all sweaty and torn and ripped. The little picture of
Timmy
on the front of it, a la the Paul Newman salad dressing jar. Is a little folded, a little bit distorted. I am so upset that we can't.
We'll have to get someone with some real muscles in later to actually open it up.
Can't even open the jar. You're on Magic 931.